Okay, now here, this is a good-looking kiosk. It says, targeting female listeners. And the first picture on the top is a close-up of a young woman's bosom. The second picture is a bearded man in drag. The third picture is two young guys, obviously shock jocks, who are playing with an inflatable female doll, and they have the book, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. And then at the bottom it says, Get Real, Bob and Sherry, Real People, Real Laughs. And there is this picture of a reasonably attractive and professional-looking white heterosexual couple, Bob and Sherry. So it says booth number 213. So let's go over to booth number 213. I'm doing a story for the Evening News about what's going on here in the exhibit hall. And I got to say, I'm seeing a little disconnect here, because when I walked into the exhibit hall, I saw this kiosk for the Bob and Sherry show that seemed to say, you know, get real. We got something better than all of that shock jock stuff. And yet I'm back at your booth, and it's Bob and Sherry dressed up as a dominatrix and her slave, and she, in a wrestling mat, and she's, you know, wrestling him on top. I mean, what's Bob and Sherry really all about?
It's all of that. What Bob and Sherry is a national syndicated morning show. It is female-based, and it is the only show in America where they're in that's on in morning radio, on commercial radio, where a woman is not the giggle chick or the bimbo sidekick. The point we're trying to make in our marketing is that there are so many guy-driven radio shows, and there are so many shock jocks out there that are doing rock radio designed to attract 24-year-old boys to listen to the radio station, that our position of difference is that we have an intelligent woman who's speaking to women who are 51% of the audience.
But these images don't seem to convey that, at least not to me. Now, I'm not into the S&M scene.
I think I can answer that. Have you researched how many general managers and program directors in radio are men?
Probably the overwhelming majority, right?
It's 94%. And so in order to get their attention amid the slew of marketing that you're witnessing here as you walk through this great exhibit hall, we've got to grab them by the lapels and say, hey, we're different. And how do we do that? Well, sex sells.
Well, how different are you being if sex sells? I mean, isn't that the standard line?
Yes. But if we can't get them interested, we can't get something different on the radio. So sometimes you have to resort to the tried and true to get something different done.
I'm doing a story for our Evening News about what's going on in the exhibit hall. I want to ask you, see this t-shirt there says charter member of the vast right-wing conspiracy. You selling those?
We have been selling those here, yes.
And is that the back of the t-shirt?
It says dedicated to making Hillary's life miserable.
Okay. How's business with the shirts?
Business has been pretty good. Actually, the best-selling shirt has been Trust Me, I'm a Reporter.
So do you think, then, that these media mergers, do you think that's a threat to democracy?
No, not in a sense. I mean, I'm still a believer that this, if that's what the market is going to allow and dictate, let them go ahead and do so. I think you still have anybody, you can still go out and do whatever you want. I mean, the internet has probably been the leveling force.
And you are?
Air Force Staff Sergeant Rick Williams.
Okay, Staff Sergeant, these people around here, they look too old, too fat, and perhaps too rich to sign up for the Air Force. So why are you here?
We're here mostly for drumming up support for the Air Force through public service announcement, PSAs.
Uh-huh. And what's the message about the Air Force you'd like to put across?
Well, here's a PSA right here, right? Well, if you think you can't afford college, think again. The U.S. Air Force can cover 75% of your tuition. For more details, call 1-800-423-USAF today.
Okay, what about telling the folks that if they sign up for the Air Force, they might have to drop bombs on Serbia?
Oh, that's something we're not here to talk about today. We're not here to talk about anything other than radio.
You got a sign here. It says it's all about money. What's all about money?
We're all about money. We are a streaming media company, and we work directly with radio stations. We partner with radio stations to create an advertising model that'll make money back to the stations. So we have an ad or revenue share model that'll bring money back to the stations. What we do is we clip out the local ads that were there originally and replace them with targeted national audio and banner ads.
Doesn't that hurt the local economy if you're doing everything all national?
No, not at all, because what we're doing is incremental to what they're already doing. This is a different kind of listener base. We're only talking about the internet listener base, and what we're actually able to do is we can target things very specific to the consumer. So it really benefits the consumers more than anyone else, because we can deliver messages or content to them based on their profiles, preferences, demographic information. So actually, it's better for individuals in that you're going to be able to serve them content that is more applicable to their personalities, their demographics.
Time to get my demographics out of here. For KPFA News, this is Kelly O'Ramaris at the NAB Exhibit Hall in San Francisco.